I don't know about you, but if this was my voice, I would sing all the time. I would sing in the kitchen cooking. I would sing while taking a shower or a bath. I would sing while driving. I'll just randomly sing, even while working. Her name is Londiwe. What a beautiful voice. Love it. Hopefully this is just what you needed to get you in the spirit, in the mood, ready and set for a new week. It's Rise FM Lunch. Sanctified Monday. Sis Corny joins us as per usual on the show. I hate to do this, but we need to we need to get to Sis Corny. Sis Corny, a blessed Monday. How are you?
A blessed Monday to you too, Lily, and to Rise FM listeners. I am highly favored. You are greeted in the name of our Lord and Savior, amen, Jesus Christ, on a sanctified Monday.
Greetings to you too, man. Let's get straight into it. We're off the heels of a beautiful song, talented young lady. Let God be in everything you do.
You do, Lily. I just want to remind our people that we are created by God. And it only makes sense that we open our hearts for God to live in those hearts. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 37:5, he says, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust him also. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. But the verse that I also love before then, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Hence, it is important that we commit, you know, we let God be in everything we do if we want to be successful, if we want to see those things materializing. So the word commit means carry into action deliberately or intentionally. So it says surrender. So, and the word delight means great pleasure. So have great pleasure, a complete great pleasure in God running your life as he wishes. You know, why? Because that shows that you totally trust in God, and you are and God also really delights in those who trust in him completely. And the Bible says those who know their God, when you know it, when you trust, do great exploits. So if we want to see our lives transforming from one level of glory to another, let God run your life. You know, if you want to succeed, you have positive outcomes, you know, to plan and achieve. Can God be in those plans? Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to get married, can you involve God? If you want to study, can you involve God? If you want to go somewhere, can you involve God so that he order your steps? He makes your way successful. So the Bible says that your righteousness is brought forth as the light and justice as a noonday. You know, glala umuntu athi ngilele yazi anginavalo. When you commit your ways unto the Lord, you don't even have fear. You don't have anxiety. You don't have our panic attacks. Even amapolisa mathi we outcome ukuthi baze kuwe, because you know that you have involved God in everything that we do. And we know from the Bible, and we know from the lives of our ancestors, abogogo bethu labe bathembe uNkulunkulu, ukuthi everything that they have involved God into, it has come out positively. From the Genesis to the Revelation, it is proven scientifically and otherwise. Even research does say that people who trust God, they even have minimal stresses. They even live long. So it is scientifically proven, and it is proven in the word of God. And the Bible says, believe the word of God, that those who involve God, Abu Abraham, Abu Jacob, Abu Sarah, Abu Beni, Abu Hannah, they trusted God and their ways become successful. Mawufuna kuphume estressingly, let God be in everything you do, your decisions, your major decisions, even small decisions. If you want your path to be straightened, involve God in everything that you do.
You let will live a peaceful life.
Peaceful life. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you so much, Sis Kuni. I think a powerful point to close this off with is let God run your life. If you can hold on to that and let that be your word for this whole week and hopefully going forward as well. Sis